Paul, P-A-U-L, Callis, C-A-L-L-I-S, Senior, S-R. His date of birth is January 30, 1946, 11/13/25, 78-year-old gentleman. Seen today with history of Alzheimer's dementia because his wife is tired of him walking away, cussing, yelling, screaming, and not listening to her, period. The paragraph, he has his nights and days mixed up, in parenthesis, and he's not sleeping much, period. She's trying melatonin because nothing else works, in quotation, period. Recently, the hospice nurse reduced or changed his valsartan from 320 to 160, blood pressure is 127 over 80, period. Other medication, which is not taken, is Remeron and Seroquel, period. New paragraph, patient states that these medications are not working, so why should I give it to him? She's given him melatonin, which is definitely not working, period. Paul has continued to lose weight. He's has lost 7 pounds. He's definitely ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. She has to bathe him. She has to feed him. She has to get ready, put him in bed every night. She has to put on his pajamas, she says, and Rosie is quite fed up, period. In the paragraph, we talked about provider services, and she says, I think I'm getting everything I'm entitled to, in parenthesis, period. I'm going to ask the hospital social work to get involved in this case and also see if we can find more help for Miss Rosie to take care of Mr. Callis, period. His MAC has dropped from 28% to 27%. His has demonstrated decreased mentation, high risk of fall, as I said, ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinence from most of the time, period. New paragraph. I recommended that patient take Remeron 7.5 milligram. I explained to the wife that at 15 milligram, patients don't sleep as well as 7.5 milligram, and it's the opposite of what you would think. At a higher dose, patients get revved up and don't. It does not calm them down. Period. In the paragraph, patient's going. Rosie is going to give him the lower dose for the next few nights, and then we'll report to the hospice nurse regarding regarding her. Findings, period. Social work will see patient as well. By the way, other comorbidities includes hypertension and weight loss, and because of the weight loss, his blood pressure medication had to be adjusted, period. His PPS is at 40%. His FASD score is at 6E. Definitely has to show decline as far as his mentation is concerned for the reasons mentioned above. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has 6 months to live. This was discussed with the wife as well. Once again, Remeron is going down from 15 to 7.5 milligram. Starting tonight, and she will keep a diary as far as his activity and his behavior is concerned. Thank you.